Mexico Mayhem, A Stroll Down Memory Lane, and Bang Bang, She's Dead. Or is she? Stay tuned, let's dish!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Oh boy.
Welcome! Yes, welcome, welcome everyone to Dishin' Days, AfterBuzz TV's weekly recap of NBC's Emmy award-winning daytime drama, Days of Our Lives. I'm your host, Tammy Govea, and I am joined today by two fabulous gentlemen.
And handsome.
And handsome, and marvelous, and talented, and unique. And we're going to start with our guest and Days alumni,
look who it
Kevin
is.
Spiritus.
A familiar face.
Dr.
Yes.
Craig Lives.
Welcome.
Dr. Craig Wesley. No. Yes. Hi, gang. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Thank
of
you
course,
for
thank
being
you for coming.
What
did I get myself into, Michael?
Oh
here, let's introduce Michael.
Michael Mattis. Yes. Hello, everyone. Happy Mother's
Happy
Day.
Happy Mother's Day
to all you mamas out there.
How many moms?
If you didn't, you need to call your mom. Just telling everybody.
How many moms do you wish Mother's Day to? I mean, because, you know, it becomes...
so many.
Are you a mom?
Non-blood... fur baby mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. What is this?
I have a new one this year. I had to wish my sister a happy... I forgot to wish her a happy... because it's her first Mother's Day.
Yes.
Aww.
Congratulations, Uncle Michael.
I'm a gunkle.
It's my sister-in-law's technical... it's her first one. I mean, her first one when she was still pregnant. But this but I had to keep reminding myself that she's a mommy now.
Yeah,
so, happy Mother's Day, Jess. Okay.
This is all I'll interject. Go ahead.
Okay. So please follow us on all social media platforms. We've got Twitter at @_DishinDays and on Insta and Facebook at @DishinDays. The @ is implied. Also, be sure and check out our other soap block content. We've got GH Report and the Restless Wrap Up. And there's so much.
So there was so much this week.
So we're gonna dive.
Y'all know what we're talking about too. Not just on the show, but
off. Yeah,
and we'll get to that. You'll have to wait till news and gossip. But right now, let's start.
Dishin' Days.
Kevin, please do the honors.
He's so strong.
Yes.
There we go.
Bravo. Well
nice
done.
Nice work.
That's
well
what they
done.
Call me into the... Yeah.
That's a workout for
the called in the big guns to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Boom.
So,
okay,
you know,
so
let's dive into to Chad.
What's been the storyline this spring with Abby, Dr. Laura? Finally, we're down to one. We're back to Abigail.
And I have to say that, and you're going to know this as a writer, the pacing... of the reveal, you know, of Abby finally figuring everything out and coming to that realization moment has been impeccable.
Yeah.
I was ready. And I think everybody else was ready to just, okay, we need to move this story forward.
Absolutely, yeah.
We need her to know what's going on and
There's no like drag outs anymore
there
where
hasn't.
They just keep it going and going. And when you finally think, oh, they're doing something, they keep on dragging it out. They didn't do it this time.
So kudos to the writers, Ron and everybody, because they did an amazing job with pacing.
Yeah.
And
you got the feels, didn't
you?
I'm so happy
that she knows. I'm just so happy with the way that they did it.
Yeah, she doesn't know everything though.
She doesn't know everything, but it's
she doesn't
okay.
know everything I mean, yet. But they're being, you know, cautious and kind of pacing out what they're feeding her because they don't want to traumatize her all over again and have so. The what's been happening is
you
to fill you in.
Oh, don't worry. I follow it every day.
Oh,
No.
So Jennifer's daughter Abigail.
Yes.
Has had multiple personalities.
DID. It's a technical term.
Oh,
DID.
Dear. No.
Her personality
DID.
Split because she killed Andre Demira.
When did that happen?
So like 5 months ago, 4 months ago.
And how many times did they remind you? In
it was a constant reminder. Yeah. So now.
But it was great because we got to see Teo every time.
We did. They kept bringing Teo back.
Wait. Teo's character is dead?
Yes.
Here's the thing. Because we're going to get... That's another part of the story we're going to get to. But you can't believe anyone's dead now.
No.
You never... Like, on a soap? Come on. Please.
No, but especially now. Wait till you hear what they have, how they bring people back now. it's a new process.
It's how they get them off. That's
so, true. No. But my favorite scene of the week had to be the end of... I think it was Wednesday's episode where... They had this, Stefan and Chad had this struggle. Chad wanted Abby to come back. Stefan, of course, wanted Gabby to come back because he's a creep. And Abby, and then that moment, Abby did come back, and you saw Abby come back, and you were like, no.
Gabby,
sorry.
Gabby, yes.
You saw Gabby come back.
You say Gabby, I say Abby.
Potato, potato.
Six, half, one, whatever.
I just want you to know these headshots, they keep falling off. Okay, oh, no. Hold on.
Hold on.
So... That scene at the very end where she passes out and the wig comes off at the same time.
Yeah.
And you're laughing, but it was a very touching moment.
It was really beautifully done.
I think he was just laughing at the demonstration that you said she's fainting and
the wig comes off. Well, that's how...
What happens when you faint and you've got a wig on.
I don't think I've ever seen you act out a description of a scene before, Michael.
Kevin and I have known each other for a long time.
Can you tell?
Yeah, he's razzing going on here.
I'm
thank you. I was just a kid when we met. Mm-hmm. Like, well, 19, 20.
The baby.
Not really.
Your baby.
Anyway, back to the
story.
The story. But it was presented very beautifully, like you said.
And I love that moment when Stefan said...
Stefan finally gave up and was just like, it's over.
And I think it was important for him to verbalize it.
Yeah.
Because it really gave the viewers and everyone closure.
That's exactly what it did. That was a nice closing moment. Great way to end. And then the episode ended and you were just like, relief almost.
Because
you know,
when
because
Abby,
now you know everything's okay.
When Abby and Chad were in the room, the interrogation room, or is that what it's called? The interrogation room?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one.
Every time when he and Marlena would walk out and leave Abby alone, I was like, please do not leave her alone. Every
like,
time
have we
they
learned
leave
nothing?
Her alone,
like, have
the
we learned nothing?
Comes out.
Right.
It's like, oh my God, do not leave her alone.
It's like when someone has a gun. You don't put the gun down.
Right. Like, are you crazy? You're just asking for it.
Yeah. That's slasher film rules. Don't put the gun down.
Well, for me, it's Pretty Little Liars rules because that's all they do. Whenever someone had a weapon, they would always put it down. And we're like, come on. Anyway.
So I'm now feel confident that that's done.
So now Stefan's pretty much done with it because now he's dealing with Vivian, which we'll get to in a minute. So now it's a matter of easing Abigail into... All that she did. Now she knows
insanity.
She remembered killing Andre. She remembers why. We remember all that happened.
And I love the way they did that. You know, I love the fact that Dr. Laura came back to walk Chad through, here's where she split.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why she split. Because I never put it together that at that moment she saw Gabby's photo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we never saw that.
We never saw that. And now it makes sense.
That makes sense.
She just connected with that.
Gabby was the first person, even though it was a picture, was the first face she saw, so then she became
she
because she knew
that.
This is sort of like Abigail. This is sort of like Marianne on Gilligan's Island falling and bumping her head and thinking she's ginger, right? Okay.
Because we all want to pretend we're
there's
ginger.
because no story is ever original, ever. Okay.
Well, no, it's a matter of reinventing it.
And if it's done well, it's believable.
Listen, Days of Our Lives won best show this year, so...
It was a moment.
We feel it
deserves it.
It
was a moment.
Yeah. So I think that's where it, because they weren't on Friday. Thursday was the last day we saw Chad and Abigail.
And she
knows something happened with her and Stefan. She just doesn't
asking,
know what. And
she kept asking Chad, what happened? What's going on?
And it was
with
a struggle because he's like, you can tell Chad was struggling. Like,
I'm so
I
glad
tell
he
her
made
and,
that call not to.
Yeah, it would have been too much.
They can't go there. I'm glad she wasn't kept at the station.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been horrific.
Yeah.
I'm glad she was able to... Well, they're not going back home because it's
well,
a,
now it's a
it's
murder
a crime scene.
Which, why was Kate still there? Like, did she just sleep in the house?
I was wondering that, too. I was wondering that,
I was like,
too.
Is she allowed... Like, it's a crime scene. Why are they letting people stay
my
there?
My house. Tear off that... My house. I'm going to rub my hand in that blood because it's my house.
I know.
Kate always ends up in the right place, though.
Yes.
At the right time with the right storyline. Yeah. She's just great. I love
Lauren. Lauren, Kate, she's always been one of my faves.
Can I throw in some trivia?
Please. Yes.
So
yes,
while
always.
She was doing Young and the Restless,
mm-hmm.
I was doing a little show called Valley of the Dolls
mm.
with Sharon Case. And Lauren came on. And it was just before she had like moved over to Days.
Oh, really?
Which is really great. So we had this like secretarial boss thing.
Uh-huh.
She was the secretary.
Here I had her in the boss role,
mm-hmm.
but, you know.
I love her.
She's fantastic.
Sweet lady.
Okay, so do we want to, now that we're talking about Kate, do we want to segue into that?
You know, I wanted
do we
to
want
touch
to start
on
with...
Will, because that kind of segues into the whole Vivian thing.
True.
Right?
Oh, right.
Very good. That's a good seg.
Because now that Will is doing all this research into Dr. Rolfe's miracle drug, the drug that brought him back from the dead.
Yes.
See, we're getting into this now. To get Will Horton... the resident, well, one of the resident gay characters on the show now.
Is he a chief of staff or something?
Because No, these are all youngsters. Yes. They're not chief of staff level.
Whatever.
Will was murdered 2.5 years ago, but was brought back from the dead with some kind of miracle drug. Now Will has amnesia, doesn't remember being Will, but is slowly remembers his gayness, which is the important thing.
That's important.
You can't forget that.
I'm sorry, you cannot look at Paul and forget you're gay.
That's just who you are.
When you look at you're like, oh yeah, right. So now Will is doing a story for the Spectator about this drug that brought him back, because if it helped him, it can help the whole
it can save lives.
It can save lives. Yeah,
exactly.
So now what's his name? Roger?
I was so surprised and happy to see him back on the canvas.
He's good.
The little Elvis Roger. Lookalike.
Played by John Enos.
John Enos.
Do you know who he is?
Wait a minute. John Enos is on the show?
Yeah.
He was on the show back in November, and they brought him back for an episode just
And
now.
Of course, you've worked with him as well, right? Because you've worked with everyone.
I've never worked with John. I just know him through the business. I think he's very talented.
He's amazing.
He's a good guy.
And, I have not worked with him yet.
Oh, okay.
Yes. He was amazing. Yes. He was on for, I mean, in a brief time a few months back, and now he was on just for one day, but always fun to watch.
But he brought him back for a reason, to bring Will Dr. Walt's diary, because now
Mad Scientist diary.
Because Will needs to know the formula for the drug. He knows, like, what can be done with the drug, but he doesn't know how to make the drug.
Right.
So that's where that storyline is at. Like, and then Paul, you know, the gorgeous doting boyfriend wants to help him, and they're
he's worried too.
A little bit, yeah.
He's a little
you did see a little bit of hesitation from him wanting Will, because you know when you go, you know. The thing is, Paul's been in Salem a short time, but he knows what's up, and he knows, you know, people get into crap.
Yeah, they get into a mess.
He's protecting his boyfriend.
But I love the little insinuations of how this drug has been used in the past, obviously by John, on John.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that happening. But
I think Dr. Craig had to go find that drug.
They'll
need someone to come administer it. Why not renowned?
There was something that Mike and Carrie went off to California, and that's where we ran. That's where we met Dr. Craig.
Yes.
Yay!
Anyway,
we love Dr. Craig.
Yeah, enough about Dr. Craig. He never came back.
And Mrs. Craig Wesley.
But the insinuations that it's been used, this drug has been used on other people.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know. EJ. Obviously EJ.
Well, no, because we know EJ's alive, because when Kristen came back for that split second, she was like, you could have had the real thing.
On.
Yeah, exactly. Eileen Davidson.
She's
great.
Fabulous.
She's great.
Love that one.
Oh, my living word.
So now, I don't believe that anyone that's died in the past 2.5 years, except Bo, he can stay dead. But everyone else that...
Shade.
Sorry. Everyone
shade.
Else, like...
Listen, Shade.
I'm just like, okay, who's... Like, what are we supposed to believe now? Like, are we... Like, anytime someone dies, we're not going to believe it. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to be... And, you know, part of the... One of the reasons I started watching this show is because, like, it brought out emotions in me. Like, it brought out, you know, frustration. It brought out happiness. But then it brought out sadness. And that was when someone passed away. They would have a funeral, and they would have these speeches. But now, it's... Now that they have this... seemingly simple way to just be like, oh, we're bringing him back. He got, you know, injected. Like, there's not going to be any mourning. Like, it's not going to be sad.
Because
when
there's always
dies.
That, maybe there's that hope they'll come back.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, the only time I think that someone really dies on one of these shows is if the actor or the actress dies.
Passes away.
They can recast, of course.
Even then, and if they recasted the role of Stefano, I would never forgive them, but Joe Mascola passed away, but they've kept the character. Stefano's alive, he's just
missing.
But
they just talk about him.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Of course.
But they can't recast Stefano.
No, that's impossible.
No. Don't do it.
No, they can't.
They can't. That man was just amazing.
Irreplaceable.
Yeah. So.
So who else do you think?
So now,
Who else besides EJ?
Paige, Serena.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know all those people that were victims of Ben.
Oh right.
You know.
No, I have to remember. I have to go back. Come on, I'm doing.
It's a lot to remember.
Yeah. Follow the dots.
Listen, I've been off the canvas for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
So quite a while.
A while.
A while.
A while. Okay, so back to the where we left off, they. Throughout reading the diary, but they still don't have the formula.
They don't
have
the how-to.
Right. Okay, so
do they finish going through the diary? Do they know there's no how-to in the diary at this point?
I don't think...
Or are they still going through it?
I think they're still going through it. They did not find the formula that can make the drug.
Okay.
And that's what they're looking for.
Okay.
Because without that, like, they can't do anything.
So how are they going to find this? That was my question. Like, okay, flip through the pages.
Or well, just we have to keep watching and find out.
I think they have to call Dr. Craig Wesley.
There was one moment where because they were like, oh, his writing is so horrible. And Paul was like, does that say processed cheese? And he looks at it and he goes, no, it says Princess Gina.
I know. I'm so glad they referenced that. That was priceless.
That was just one of those moments I was like, that was cute.
That was very cute. Yay, Ron. That was good. That was good writing team.
Processed cheese. Because that's how I thought of that storyline way back in the day. I wasn't a fan of it, so.
Processed cheese?
But not that I'm not a fan of processed cheese, but, you know, whatever. Anyway. So, moving on.
Yeah. So, segueing into
yet another. Ooh. This year has been a bloodbath this show.
It has. So many. But I have to say, just the beginning of the week with Kate and Vivian, I just love them so much together. I just love them.
I love them like as
they're
rivals.
Fierce.
And they play off each other so well.
And, I mean,
and the way
fierce.
They deliver their lines towards each other, like, you know that these two women loathe each other.
And you can see
with
the,
reason.
The chemistry is there because of the history.
Yeah.
Right? And so,
well, and Luis Sorrell even said, like, Lauren, like, way back when they were recasting Kate, Lauren was the obvious choice. Like she wanted Lauren to play, like, after auditioning and testing. So, like, it was just organic that they...
From the get-go.
Yeah.
Back in the day when they did tests.
Do they not anymore?
I never tested it's for Greg.
Oh, no.
No.
Well, it
was a different situation.
Well, you're a friendly guy, and you were known, so...
No, I really... It was a two-day rule.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. You started out as two-day, and then they brought you back, like, a year later, like, full-time. Yeah.
Enough about me. Go ahead. Kate and
but Leo gets exposed for working with Vivian, which I thought was an
that moment
hysterical
where
he's like, right?
He turned me down flat, and then he walks in, hey, boss, what's up? And that was, like, my caption content moment.
He's just my masseuse. Yes, that's why he calls me boss.
That was I did laugh out loud at that moment. I don't know why.
He sat between the two of them.
Well, yeah, and the way he the way he sauntered in, just like, hey, boss, what's up? He's like, oh.
Who is this? This is...
It's Greg Rickard from YNR is now on Days.
Oh,
he's playing.
Wow.
He's playing Leo, a homosexual. Who,
yay for gays on Days.
Yay for gays on Days. And so Leo, this character, was hired by Vivian to seduce Sonny Kyriakis. What Vivian is trying to do is take down the Kyriakis Empire.
Again. Yeah, that's great.
Because that's what Vivian does. She has nothing to do, she goes back to basics.
That's what
lives
for.
I remember when Vivian had a chip planted in her.
Oh, my gosh.
And Stefano was going...
In her tooth. And he would have to hit a remote, and she would just go...
Wow!
Haywire.
And she was hysterical. Hysterical.
I love
Louise Sorrell.
She's good, yeah. And we were happy to have her back. I guess maybe she'll be back. We don't know now.
We shall see.
Well, because... Okay, let's go through it.
But what...
Because... another argument ensued. Kate threatened to expose her now that Kate knows, like, oh, you've been trying to do this. You said this in the bunker. I have Marlena, you know, as a backup witness, so you're going down. And Vivian's like, oh, really? Well, here's a gun. I'm a shootcha.
But back up really quick. I loved Vivian trying to persuade Kate to come over to the dark side.
Yeah.
Join me.
And for a second.
She was tempted. She was, right?
I think maybe for a...
That look in her eye.
Maybe for a second she... But... And then she came to reality and was like, no, this woman's crazy. Yeah. I can't, but for a moment,
I wasn't sure. Yeah. I thought, oh, my gosh. Can she cross over? I don't know. Yeah. Oh, she would be horrible. It would be fun and horrible.
If Kate has any sense about her, she would never go against Victor again. Because Victor just ruined her life.
Yeah.
She came back.
No,
but,
I'm glad she fought. She fought the demons and
she fought
and
the
won.
Demons.
But
yeah.
In fighting the demons, Vivian pulls the gun.
So there was
on her.
There was a struggle for the gun. Of course, the gun goes off. We see Vivian just lying on the floor when Stefan comes
in. Stefan's checking the mail.
You know. checking for his visa bill.
I've been in the hospital
He's
for
like,
a while.
He's like, what's
Let
going
me
on
what's
in
the
there?
Mail.
Yeah.
And here's the screaming women in the library.
I just have to tell you, I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it is so crazy to hear you talk about it.
It's crazier than the actual storyline?
When we really sit there and look at it. So, hello, audience out there. We know what this is. But it is just...
Mary Beth Evans was here a few weeks ago, and she was just like,
I know. It's like,
she's like, I can't keep up. She's like, it's amazing.
And
how
she's
much
there.
She
she's
yeah,
there.
And she's like in it. Mm. So Vivian gets shot.
Oh, dear.
She gets shot at the end of an episode, and in the second act of the next episode, she's dead. That was, like, the fat... There was no drama trying to revive her.
Wait a minute.
No.
She gets hauled over to, you know, there's usually
like there's usually, like, at least an episode of them, like, trying to revive her or trying to save her or some kind of drama. There was nothing. It was, like, second act... not Mary Beth. Kayla comes out and is like, Vivian Alamein's dead. I was like, well, that was freaking fast. Yeah. Okay.
And it wasn't Stefan threatened Kate.
He did. Well, yeah, because now...
Before the news.
Yeah.
If anything happens to my mother, did he say revenge? He said destroy you. Yeah, or?
He said the R word.
It's in my notes, which aren't up here. But yeah, he said no. He told Vivian's dead body, "I will avenge your death."
That's it. Okay,
and
that's what I'm thinking.
Somehow made it back there and was overhearing his. What I like that they're doing, and they used to do this when I first started watching the show back in the 90s. The characters would have like outer monologues, and that's how all of their crap would get revealed.
That was very big on Days.
And they're starting that again. And I kind of, I kind of like it because it's nostalgic
it's just
for me.
It's sprinkled in there. I don't like one continuous.
It's not all the time.
All the time, but every once in a while because you're not expecting it anymore. Yeah.
And it's just a good like.
it's just a good way to recap. It's
exactly. So then we see Vivian. As Paul and Will are talking, are looking through the diary,
again,
talking about this drug.
This is another tactic that Days has been doing more and more of. Two scenes happening simultaneously.
The juxtaposition.
Yes.
Yeah. And then
it's
flipping
so
back. Yeah.
Perfect. No. It's good. It's perfect.
It is. So then we see Vivian get injected in the chest. So now we're like, all right, maybe she's not. Maybe she's going to come back soon. But now that we know, it's so easy for them to just be like, oh, he's not dead. They're not dead. They just got injected with that drug. Can we really believe that anybody that's died since Will or around the time Will did any of those people, like I said, except Bo, did any of them actually, or are they around somewhere? Are they in Memphis, Tennessee or Galveston, Texas or hiding out somewhere?
Well, that's
you know?
The food for thought that as a viewer, you're thinking,
well, and I think that,
where
I think
is
it's
going?
I think they're intentionally planting that seed, you know, like maybe, Andre's not dead. Maybe, you know.
It just keeps you on your feet.
And that's why I'm like.
Not on your feet, on your toes.
Well, it does make you guessing.
It does make me want to know. It does make me interested, like, where are they going with this?
Yes.
So
I just want to know, who's the chief of staff of University Hospital?
Kayla Brady, I think, right? Is Kayla chief of staff?
She is chief of staff.
Yeah. She's always at the hospital. It's
the
only place she goes.
She has the authority to go into
Abby's. How did she all of a sudden become chief of staff? Don't go into it. I know how.
Girl, you had your time as chief of staff.
Listen, let me tell you something.
You fought for it and you got it.
I fought for it, I got it, and then I went to answer a phone call, and that was it.
And
you're done. No phone calls on the... Okay, so that was Vivian. Those were our big...
Yeah, you got it all.
Well, and then we have Chloe.
Who's Chloe?
Chloe and Teresa. That was
I thought you said Holly.
Wait, who's Chloe?
Chloe.
That was a joke.
Who is Chloe?
Chloe is your daughter.
She's
your daughter. And she always is getting herself in the crowd.
She needs her
daddy. She really needs some fatherly advice.
You know what?
Like, she needs more than fatherly advice right now.
She needs father and motherly advice, I think.
She needs more
and sisterly.
She needs more fatherly
and
advice
and a teenage
right now.
Sisterly
because she's had
advice.
Motherly advice a lot.
And look where she's
ended up. I'm always available to go back and give her advice, but no, they just seem to be bringing the mother advice in. No.
There needs to be a balance.
I think
Daddy
needs
some time with his little girl.
Papa Craig needs to come back.
Papa Craig.
I think the Wesley living room should be remounted on the set.
Right. Well, yeah, so Chloe got forced to go in going to Mexico.
Oh, no.
She's been kidnapped.
She just came
back. She was kidnapped.
She just got back to Salem and was kidnapped because some crazy, what is he, a drug?
Drug lord.
A drug lord. Saw her performance in Vienna, became obsessed with her, and now wants her to be her, you know, especial lady
she
or whatever.
Not the same drug that brings you back to life.
No.
These are like bad drugs.
These are like the
cocaines and the...
These are street drugs.
The drugs that destroy, not...
Yeah.
Enhance.
Enliven. Very good.
I'm a doctor.
So now, but then when Chloe, you know, that happened last week where Teresa was there. And it's like, oh, right. It's the same person that Teresa was involved with and made her leave Brady and, what's the kid's name? Tate. So now they're trying to plot to escape.
Right. Mm. And the plot is they need evidence because they just can't leave.
I got
because
lost
if they
in this
leave,
one, so...
They just can't leave because Mateo will hunt them down.
Right.
They need to actually get evidence of his cartel.
And once again, Chloe played T-Spiller. talking about, like, well, it's because they were talking about Brady and Eve, and Teresa was like, are you telling me he's with my sister? And Chloe was like, look, you're the one that left.
Yeah.
Whoa, like, snap.
Chloe, your
you
daughter.
You snooze, you lose.
Your daughter is also, like, the tea spiller of Salem, we've decided, because she gets information about people and holds it until a moment where she's just like, look, this is what's happening. And then she's halfway through it. I really shouldn't say anything.
Yes.
She's like one of those people. She like spills a little bit and then, you know, like, oh, I
she
really
wipes it up.
She's yeah. perfect. Yeah, and exactly.
It's happened so many times over different writers, too.
It's just the way she's written.
And so, yeah. She's written. So now Chloe was given a dress.
Yes,
and was like,
because
this is what you're
she's
wearing
going
tonight.
To have dinner with Mateo, right?
Mateo, but...
El Fidel.
I was like, are these two different people or is this
no,
the same
that's
person?
Just his head right. honcho name, El
and
Fidel.
Then at the very end of Friday's episode, Teresa found her way out.
Yes.
Man, it didn't take her very long.
We have to talk about the argument, the fake argument between Chloe and Teresa, which ensued... That's how she was able. Teresa
right,
was able
get
to get
the key.
Wait,
right.
Was it a fake argument?
It was a fake.
They were putting
argument.
On a fake argument.
Yes, in front of Miguel.
Mm-hmm. I happened to miss that episode.
Oh, it was so good.
You can catch up online.
They're name calling and like, wow.
Yeah. And they fell on the bed. They wrestled
they
and fell on the bed.
How is my?
And then got the keys from Miguel and. That's how she got into the room.
She got into the room, did a little bit of searching, and found exactly what she needed in a short amount of time. And then Xander and his glorious chest came back. Buenos dias.
Is that what he said? Buenos
dias.
Yes.
And I was just like, ooh, and a baby tight t-shirt too. Yes.
With his great hair.
Oh,
he's got great hair.
Who is this? Fine.
This
is
wait.
A whole mess
this
of trouble.
Wait, I just want you to know. Someone, some of the Days fans are going to see this, and even some of the higher ups are going to see this, and they go, he doesn't know one thing that's going on in the show. He's not coming back. Okay, go ahead.
So, now Xander is back with his nice chest.
Yes.
Can't get over that part. And so...
down.
Xander's
did
back
we know,
with what? What's
did,
he back
did
with?
We know, like, did we know that Xander was down in Mexico? Or is
I
he supposed to be in jail? Or where
so.
Did we...
I don't know where Xander...
He was floating out at sea on a chest.
On his chest. On his chest.
They're very, it's got some...
Because that's all you need when you're Xander.
That's the word buoyancy.
That's all you need when you're Xander. I didn't know where
I know
he
Tony's
going
to be happy. Tony's a big Xander fan.
It's like a
speaking
hope chest.
Of Tony...
It is a hope chest.
Let's do a little shout out to Tony and Mark.
Oh, hi,
you know,
Tony and Mark.
They're both working
they're at
today.
RuPaul's Drag Con in downtown
you're
LA.
In case you're wondering
whoa,
where they are.
They may post... We didn't get Fan of the Week... We didn't get... Three snaps or quote
or
of the week.
Of the
so they may post
week.
That on social
be on the lookout, they may or may not.
But they're busy. DragCon's a big thing, so they're very busy.
Yes.
V busy. So yeah, you get us this week, yeah.
To answer your question, I didn't know Xander was in Mexico. I didn't know where Xander if he was in jail. I had no idea what maybe the fans in the chat room
maybe he was in Chesterfield.
Know a little bit of the Michael you are bad. Oh my god.
He's what?
He's in Chesterfield.
Chesterfield, Missouri. I wouldn't mind being in anyway, so that's where that storyline ended.
And it's one of those storylines of what is he doing there?
Yeah, what is he?
What does he have to
again,
do with all of this?
That's why they did it last scene on Friday, because now you're like,
more will be
gay?
Revealed.
That's,
gay?
That's the
did
extent
gay?
Of my Spanish.
Okay. Okay.
Por qué?
Es en el México.
Yes.
El México.
Okay? Yes.
Anyway, that's my Spanish. Okay. So, you know what these people need?
What do they
I think
need?
Everyone,
what do they need? Tell
they need some guidance, some advice.
They do.
And you know what?
Where can they get that from?
This podcast that Maria Menounos has on iTunes, it's free, so there's no reason that they can't at least try it. But Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz founder, Maria Menounos, and drops every Friday on iTunes. Mm. It features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, like maybe not getting kidnapped to Mexico.
Right.
Or,
good
you know,
advice.
Not struggling with someone that has a gun. I guess if they're going to shoot you, maybe you should try to struggle, but, you know, whatever. So let our, let our Maria be the big sister you never had, from health and wellness to career and relationships. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos. Again, it's free. So be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was us, Dish and Days, that got you there. So Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition on iTunes.
It's really
check
a
it
great
out.
Podcast. She always does it. She always slays it.
Yeah.
She's
so good.
Great.
She's good people.
Yeah.
All right. So
next, we just got the little tidbits.
Little tidbits.
Yeah?
Little tidbits.
Okay. So let's just start with Steve and Stefan. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like a tit. It's like a tit.
I loved it. It's so tiny of a moment. When Steve came into the room and like closed the blinds using his cane.
Not only does he close the blinds, he starts folding up.
Stephen Nichols is, I think Stephen Nichols is like.
I was scared. He's very. I don't care.
I think he's making the best of this kind of.
I felt bad for Stefan for a moment. I felt.
Really?
Like, oh,
I didn't.
He's going to be beaten.
I was like, good.
Steve is going to beat him.
Stefano should send the guy that he's. Remember when Stefano sent the guy to cut Rafe's, you know what, off? Like years ago?
Oh,
chest?
Yes.
Chest?
Huh?
Chest?
His chest, yes. We'll just say chest.
Sure. Yeah, he should have sent that guy in.
I don't know. I thought Steve was very effective. And I love that moment. I love that.
He was very intense.
Yes.
And he's very, you know, papa uncle.
Hmm.
Which is good. Yeah.
Love
and
it.
I like that they're, you know, I wasn't really thrilled. I was like, oh, they're making Steve, like, they're going blind, and he's just walking around, like, that's not the character, you know? They're kind of making him a victim, but I think...
It hasn't been that way,
No, it hasn't, and that's good. And I think Stephen Nichols is making, like, the most of it.
Stephen Nichols is an incredible actor.
Yeah. He's phenomenal.
He's very good, yeah.
He's been badass, sight or no sight. He's
and then
badass.
Kayla kind of came in to, like, cool his jets. But even she was kind of like... I don't know. Should I let him?
Yeah. Tempting.
Yeah. But, you know, she's got her oaths and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Trivia.
Yes.
What soap opera was Mary Beth Evans a part of with Kevin Spiritus, formerly Kevin Blair, before she got Days?
Before she got Days?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't GH.
No.
No.
Before she got back in the 80s?
Let's leave that question open. Maybe someone will call in.
Yes.
It's on the tip
Please.
Of my tongue. Yeah, let's look
good.
In the chat room.
No,
let's,
oh, okay. Yeah.
Let's see if the
that
chat
might
room
just,
has
that
anything.
That might just come through.
Uncle Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Emmy Eileen adored you as Craig.
Mm. She said. Hi, Emmy.
There's been no answers yet, so
okay.
As the world turned?
No.
Let's not go. No, I want to
see. Should we wait?
I want to see if
yes,
somebody comes through with it.
Okay.
And then let's wait on it. Quick recap with Eli, Gabby, JJ, and Lonnie.
Mm-hmm. They were just kind of...
Nobody wants anything to do with anybody. They're both
right?
super mad.
Yeah.
Nice moments with Lonnie and Eli.
I liked the moment where Lonnie, like, stormed out of the Brady pub. I don't know why, but I was like, okay, I like that.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I like a good
I like them
out
together.
Of,
I don't know.
Pub.
I always
Guiding
like
light.
Them together.
No.
Stop it. Rafe and Hope fighting. And
okay.
Lucas
but
and Kate fighting.
Rafe and Hope had a moment, though, when at the very end where she came and was like, oh, Abigail confessed, so now her statement's going to go a long way and get... And they kind of embraced, and they had a moment, and then, like, because he was... It was so funny because they're like, wait, there was a shooting at the Demira... Like, what? There was a shooting at the Demira... Like, Kate
was,
shot Vivian?
What a night.
And even Rafe was like, what'd you get yourself into now?
I love that line. That was hysterical. What'd you get yourself into now, yeah. Kate?
And she's like,
it
you know.
It wasn't my fault.
She's like, it wasn't my
it
fault.
It wasn't my fault.
But she ain't sorry.
It was her fault.
You know, the thing is, it's not her fault, but she ain't sorry about
it. She started it.
But Lauren has this wonderful way of going, but I don't know.
I don't know.
And she backs up from, I just
yeah.
love her.
Yeah.
She has this wonderful way of not overdoing anything, but just, how could it possibly have been?
Right. She's good.
Love.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then Lucas and Kate. Lucas came to check on Mama. Because
yeah.
he heard.
Yeah.
Oh, and we also had Victor and Maggie. Victor reveling. And
I
like,
love
the yeah,
time.
And I can't remember the Shakespeare line he said, but he's like, ding dong, the witch is dead. He like couldn't have been more happier that Vivian was dead.
I love the time that they had this week with Victor and Maggie.
Yeah.
I'm so glad
and they're kind of like, and
yeah.
we're reminded that Victor knows that Teresa didn't just up and leave. That, and he
kind of
he
struggling.
Dropped a hint.
You can see him struggling.
Yeah, he dropped a hint. Even Maggie mentioned it's like, well, you mentioned the other day that it wasn't Teresa's fault, and then he's like, oh well, and backtracks. I don't remember exactly.
And
what
well, that goes into the whole Eve and Brady storyline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know them finally, and it was that usage of they're reconnecting, they're bonding.
Yeah,
and then Teresa finds the key, and you know she's coming back, and you're.
But then
when
Brady interrupts the proposal, or not Brady, Victor interrupts the proposal.
Yes,
and you're like, okay, is he gonna go?
Do you think he's gonna
Is he going to pull a Chloe and just spill everything?
Tea everywhere. He's going
to
tell. There's no other reason for him to be there if he's not going to tell them, right?
Unless they just want us to think he's going to tell, and then he backtracks and is like, oh,
he
wait,
doesn't walk. He doesn't leave the house for no reason.
Okay.
Right?
You know what?
You guys.
Good point.
So you guys.
Good point.
He is there.
Victor doesn't get off his chair unless he has
tea.
A mission. Very true.
He has a conscience. God, don't tell anybody, but Victor, he's got a
He's a softie when it comes to certain people, and he's a... He's a dick when it comes to everybody else.
Are you allowed to say dick on a podcast?
I don't know.
A podcast?
They say it on primetime television now before 10
o'clock. That's right, they do.
I guess that's, I don't know.
You should hear what they say after 10. Okay.
Let's get into our segments.
Yes. Mm.
Segments.
Yes, shall we?
Designer Days is first,
Designer
Tammy.
Days is first.
Do we have the music? There it is. Designer Days. That's what we were waiting for.
Fashion. Opulence.
Roll it. I know. I can't think about it.
It's so hard. It's so hard.
I can't think about it. Ugh. It makes me ill. Mm-mm-mm. Okay.
That was an uplifting moment.
Brighter news. Brighter news.
So I was going to go with the obvious, which would have been Teresa's fantastic red little jumpsuit. But you know what? When Suzanne Rogers walked into the living room of the Kyriakos mansion.
Her hair looked good, too.
Okay. Age, the number is irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
It's irrelevant. I'm only going to make it relevant that this amazing creature is 74 years old.
Wow.
And she walked into this room sexy, sassy, alive, and you can just tell in her body, her body talk.
Yeah.
The way she's here I am.
And that's because she was a rockette.
She was.
Was she?
Like back in the day.
Come on, yes.
Oh my gosh. I love this trivia.
She and I have that Broadway. Boom.
That history.
I love Suzanne.
Yeah.
And even when we saw her at the Daytime Emmys, she is so vibrant and so alive and inspirational. So I love this outfit. It doesn't matter how old somebody is, this outfit, if you can
She wears the dress. The dress doesn't wear her.
She wears her spirit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She doesn't wear her age because it's irrelevant. She wears her spirit. And that's what I love. Right. So it goes to Suzanne Rogers.
She looked good. I just noticed her hair looked really good. I was like, her hair's all bouncy and big. And...
Fashion.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. All right. And now it's time for...
Caption that. Wait, what? Who said the caption that?
No, Tony, our founder.
He was up at 3 in the morning.
Lead. Yeah.
Caption that. Okay, I love it. I will be tuning in here again. Okay.
So this week's picture is of Kate and Leo of the moment Leo walked in all, hey boss, what's up? And then realizing, oh, Kate's here. And so I thought that would be a good moment for some of a lot of fart jokes this week. I shouldn't have said that I was going to pick a fart joke because everyone was just like, ew, Kate, did you fart? But I was like, I can't do that again. Not yet.
Such a sophisticated joke.
I know, right? Well, you know, sophistication right here. But okay.
Sophistication, encompassing and taking up the area. Right
here. Okay, so this week's caption is from Carolyn DeBays Negron from Facebook. I'm so sorry if I butchered your name, but this line spoke to me because it's Leo looking at Kate and he says, crap, all straight women look alike to me.
Oh! Oh!
Oh my God.
And there you have it.
Fabulous?
Fabulous?
Yeah. Chic?
I just thought it was a funny little quirky line.
Line.
Congratulations, Carolyn.
Congratulations, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm. No, it's the...
But he can't get Designer Days.
Okay, and like we said, Tony and Mark aren't here. They'll probably post their quote of the week and Three Snaps Award online if they have time. And now...
If they have time.
And now we'd like to talk to our esteemed gentleman guest.
This is the fun stuff. This is it.
This is you. This is all you.
It's your
show now.
Boom. Okay.
We leave the room.
Hi.
No, I'm kidding.
Thanks
for
having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome. So tell us what you've been up to. You left Days about
100
years ago, approximately.
I think it
Salem time.
It was 2003, yeah. And so what have you been up to since then? Tell us about...
Lots of things. I was learning how to put headsets on. I've done... some Broadway, I've done some producing, I've done some one-man shows, singing, mm-hmm. I popped over to One Life to Live for a while when mm-hmm. I moved back to New York. Yeah. What else? You know, my head is so full of so much stuff that I can't remember, but the main thing that I have been working on is, anybody can tell if they're following our social media on Facebook or Twitter, or Instagram is a Days alum, colleague, a writer, an ex-writer, Michael Slade, and I ran into each other in the gym.
This is the creative process.
This is,
oh yeah,
wait, no, wait,
this starts in the gym.
This is actually. Patricia called me up one day and said, I'm going to take you to the ISA Awards. We're going to give out some awards. I went, what are the ISAs? She says, I'm coming to New York and you're going to help me. I went, okay.
And when Patricia calls, you say, okay.
Oh, when she calls, okay. You answer.
Okay. You say, okay.
Right. Yeah. Oh, she's going to be mad at you.
And you'll hear about it.
Oh, yeah. So we went to the ISAs, and that's when I learned that this business had taken a fast turn into digital and
digital
internet.
World.
And
that and to those who don't know, it's the Independent Spirit.
Yeah, it's the
award.
Indie Spirit. No, it's the Indie Series Award.
Indie Series Award, okay.
And one that caught my eye was Sebastian Lacaze's Hustling. He was great. It was great. And I just rushed him after the show. He took all the awards that year, and I said, dude, I'm Kevin Spiritus. I was on a soap. And he goes, I know who you are, Kevin. I just was like, you were so talented. I got to work with you. Mm-hmm. So if you do a second season. So he wrote something on for me, and that sort of got the bug going.
Familiarize yourself.
I kind of learned some of the slippery ropes, so to speak, of web series. Mm-hmm. And then the following year, I jumped on to a little show called Winterthorn.
Such a great show.
Mm. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was the first year that the Academy had opened up the nominations for digital.
You got nominated for that.
Oh, shucks, ma'am. No. Yes,
yeah,
I did.
He is.
No, I did. I did. I was very excited. And then I started thinking, I want to do a show about something I know. And that's when I started thinking, what do I know? And I didn't see roles coming down the peak or the pike or the pie with my name on it. I just was really balancing
very
these.
They're
really look. They're balancing it. Anyway,
you're such a good sport.
I'm a sport. I just didn't see parts or roles that had my name on it anymore or coming down toward me. And I went, I got to make something. I ran into Michael Slade. He introduced himself. I said, let's do a soap. Let's do a new story. You know, it just was sort of like, come on, let's do this. Let's put on a show.
Let's put on a show, kid.
And I said, you know, I want to do a show about a gay man who's single and going back into the dating world. And he actually had some other stories that he had been thinking about and that he had been kind of percolating on his own. And that's where the two came together. And we sat down for about, I'm going to say 5-6 weeks. Uh-huh.
So you married two different
we just wanted to write. Not so much similar. We had ideas that were personal to us, and they all kind of went into the show.
Okay.
And there will be more into the show in the second season, third season, and the 10th season.
God nice. Willing.
But it's doing very well.
And
anyway,
it's Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. But it's called After Forever. Mm-hmm. After Forever. And it is about two gay men in their late 40s, early 50s who are... Well, they're married. They have everything. They've been married 15 years. They have love. They have great friends. They have great jobs. And one day, they don't. And the story goes on to pointing out what happens when you have loss.
Let's see the trailer.
Oh, right. We got a trailer.
We do have the trailer.
Yeah, let's see the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you miss Jason?
Yeah, I do.
Happy anniversary!
A small piece for me, please.
Watching our waist,
I love every inch of him.
And a couple of us know exactly how many inches that is.
Are you dating anyone?
No.
It's been over a year.
Lisa's been making lists.
I haven't been making lists. I've just been thinking about who I know.
The waiter from brunch thought you were very sexy.
He's 21 years old.
He's into... older guys.
You will have a life after Jason. Your friends will make sure of it.
Nice tie.
Yours too.
You're welcome. There's this writer I've been working with. He's super hot.
I don't know what it was.
That's what's fucking selfish, Brian.
You're the best thing that has ever happened to me. I can't imagine living without you.
You don't have to.
So I finished watching the trailer, and I'm crying.
It's certainly not
and
Dr. Craig.
I text no. Michael, and I said, I can't watch any of these episodes. I'm already crying at the trailer.
It's good, though.
But I don't want to give story.
But it's not,
away.
Like, the show right. has a very, even though, like, the base is kind of, like, you know, a negative moment, it has a positive feeling to it.
The writing.
Yeah. Thank you.
The writing.
Michael and I, we wanted to have something representing middle-aged men. Mm-hmm. Gay men.
I hate that word, middle-aged.
Well, like, it just it
going
is.
Back to the whole number thing.
Like, yeah, well, it's true, though. Yeah. And, you know, in the gay society especially, it's either the young twinks, mm-hmm. you know, and, or it's the 80-year-old man down the hall with a cat who's putting out the news. But, you know, it's either extreme.
Yeah.
And I told Michael, I said, you know, I personally wanted to do a role that I just kind of would step onto the set and continue my day. We got a great cast. Mitchell Anderson.
I was just going to say.
Mitchell Anderson. I pulled him out of retirement.
thank you for doing that.
Oh, yeah. Thank him for thanking, you know,
oh my
coming
gosh.
On board.
But you've known each other for?
We knew each other for about 30 years.
Right.
We've known just good friends. And I said, you've got to come and do the show. It's got your name written all over it. And he read the script, and he graciously said, I will be there. Katie Huffman.
I was just going to say, Katie Huffman is phenomenal. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Tony Award-winning actress.
I saw myself in her.
Oh, did you?
It's like, oh, I just get that.
And before we go to the rest of the cast, I just want to say, I want to say that in the story, you said it was very sad. It was very sad, right?
Yes.
Okay. There is a sad story. But when you have loss, when someone dies, a relationship doesn't necessarily end.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see that.
Love doesn't end. And that part of the story is... Michael lost his partner of 25 years, and that was just tragic. And we were discussing
25
it.
Years,
yeah,
anyway.
And it's the same diagnosis that we have in here and in this story. And I said to Michael, I said, "Do you still talk to him?" He says, "Every day, every day." So that was that's what I would think would happen to me as I have lost friends and family members. I still talk to them. Yeah. What would my friend so and so think about mm-hmm. this?
Yeah. Or, you know,
so then back to the cast. We have Katie Huffman. We have, I was going to say Louise Roussel. I need a Gillette. She plays Jason's mother, Mitchell's mother, Lenny Wolpe, Michael Urey.
Mm-hmm. He's from Ugly Betty,
and some great Broadway upcoming shows like Torch Song.
Nice. Who else?
Jameson Stern, David Dean Bittrell, and... Oh, and Jim Newman. Jim Newman plays Ron.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. That's the big kissing scene.
Ron, yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. In the bike shorts. Mm.
Uh-huh. I thought you would have called by now.
So, I thought you would have called.
You know,
like,
my
I
ego just went, wow. No. I thought you would have called by now.
I kind of thought you would have called.
Yeah, you know. Look at me.
But it's I tell you what's really exciting is you can go on Amazon. Mm-hmm. If you have Prime, it's for free. If you don't, mm-hmm. download the show and... It's only $11. It's a good date night.
It's good that, like, you guys are able... Like, I watched the show, and I didn't think, like, you know, I was like, 8 minutes. There's not enough time to get anything done in 8 minutes.
So,
but it does. Like, it's a lot in a little, but the pacing also... It's not like I feel overwhelmed with the pacing. Like, I feel like the show ends, and I feel like, oh, I just got a good story.
Why did you choose that way of doing things.
Well, everybody had been doing web series, and I thought the easiest way to do a show would be to do a web series because everyone was doing them, and mm-hmm. I was watching the model happen. And mm-hmm. this was like doing a movie. We did 12 days of shooting, you know, and that was it. So it's like being on a
and it is when you watch it all at once. It's just like watching a movie.
It is.
And I suggest you watch it with someone you love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you bring a box.
I watched it with Bimby.
Yes.
Oh, Bimbers.
My little Bimber.
But it's. I will say this. It is. It's a heavy emotional show,
mm-hmm.
or emotionally heavy show.
You do get invested. Like that's one thing I was
from the beginning.
You do get. Like, you do watch it, and you do get invested in what's going on.
And the way we keep Mitchell's character alive, I think, is very.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think it's very honest, and I think it's true to form of how we would work something out in our heads.
Nice. And I think one thing that I really enjoyed about it is that how you do the show, the writing of it, is unexpected.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You know, Mitchell's role was unexpected. How he's portrayed,
mm-hmm.
and how he lives through the episodes,
right, right.
was unexpected for yeah. me. The humor in it,
mm-hmm.
despite the gravitas of it, was unexpected.
Well, as Michael says, life is humorous.
Yeah,
and even life, in the, and then life gets in the way.
Yeah,
you know, there's a moment where Anita is taking off her glasses. And she's caught with emotion because Lenny Wolpe, who plays her husband, is holding her during this very sad moment.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael pointed it out to me. He said, I said, we got to take that moment out where she can't get the glasses off. He said, oh, no, that happens to me all the time. And I never thought of that. And
that's
I
very
thought,
real
it was
moments.
So real. Yeah. And then she's like right back there. You know, it's a good show. I'm very proud of it. Michael's very proud of it. Mm-hmm. I think it's...
You should be proud of it. It's good. Good show.
It's a good show.
I give it a two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
Yeah.
And it's gay.
And it's what?
It's not just gay. It's universal.
It is. No, it's
it
universal.
It is universal.
Go check it out on Amazon. If you have Amazon Prime, which everybody does, it's free. Just go search After Forever. Looking for something to do tonight?
After,
watch it.
And share it. Share
After Forever,
the show.
After Forever, the series.
The series.
It tends to come up better that way.
Okay.
Or put
okay.
one of our names in it.
Right.
Not yours, mine.
Not but his. When is. Don't put my name on Amazon.
And then tell the world how much you love it. By
yes, that's the important thing.
We have
shows
got
like
such
this need to be shared.
We've got such incredible
word of mouth
reviews.
Is really, yeah. really important.
But
so.
It's on the Amazon site mm-hmm. that gets the stars.
And you can do it in the... I did it on my Roku app. So it's
did
very,
you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Because
they have a Prime Video app, so
yes.
I was just able to pull it up on my TV old-fashioned style.
He's going
to
do it. He's going to yeah. come in and do mine.
So yeah. So yeah, After Forever, the series on Amazon. Check it out. And now... the moment we have very few minutes left
yes.
we need to address the elephant in the room, which was Wednesday of this week and the
oh.
news that came out.
Oh, I heard about this elephant.
When I woke up and looked at my Twitter,
it
started the night before. Some Daytime Confidential posted about it and I was like then I went to bed. It was around 11, you know. So then I woke up and I was like oh my gosh, it's true. Marcy Miller has decided not to renew her contract
yes,
with the show.
She's leaving
she'll
the
be,
show.
According to Soap Opera Digest, she's wrapping up this month. Not sure when. So if she wraps up now, we have her on screen until November. And she has really been like the golden girl of the show this year.
She has.
She's you,
you
know, she
was
nominated
a,
for lead
tough,
nominated for lead Emmy her second year.
Tough pair of shoes.
And a
to
tough
fill.
Pair of shoes to fill.
And that role, just
yeah.
in and of itself.
And the
is
material
not an easy
they gave
role.
Her. And they was, just and I think they saw
of
like,
Abigail.
They saw her talent, and so they were like, okay, we're going to write this stuff for her, and she ran with it, and she did an
yeah,
amazing
she's created
job.
A
wasn't this
very
Macy's? Macy's?
Kate Mansey's
role.
Yes.
Speaking
who
of Kate Mansey, the
returning.
Second part to this role is that Kate Mansey is reprising the role.
Yes, for a short time.
And that
says,
created
that
a lot
means.
Of, you know, Twitter went off.
Because what people have now fallen in love with.
Yeah.
With Marcy.
Well, because
yeah.
Kate Mansey was very popular, and then
very.
They brought in Marcy Miller, who was visually different.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the...
And the energy, everything was different.
It was a more mature...
Everything was different.
A more maturity, basically. And, you know, you probably remember this from when you were on the show and, like, the online chat boards and stuff and how...
I'm sorry, the chat boards were just starting when my
okay.
10 years
yeah.
ending.
So now it's all on Twitter.
Yeah, I know.
Like, and... You know, there were people like, oh, yeah, and then there were people like, oh, no. For me, like, I liked Kate Mansey, and I love Marcy Miller now. And so it was almost like when I read that Marcy Miller was leaving, I was like, oh, my God, what's good? And then they were like, oh, but Kate Mansey's coming back. I'm like, oh.
Oh, yay.
Okay.
But I'm torn.
Good.
Isn't that song
but then,
torn between
But then,
two?
I guess it's only, Soap Opera Digest says it's just for short term, quote
right.
unquote. So
we'll
see if
we'll
that's,
see, though.
And there's speculation,
we'll
oh,
see.
They're just bringing her in to wrap it up, or I hope they, and I really hope they don't go the route where it's like two Abigails, you know, like they just did on GH with Jason, and
oh.
they brought Steve Burton
right,
back.
Right, right.
And
wait, Jason, wait a minute, who played what on GH?
We don't have time to go through that. We'll tell you afterwards.
We'll fill you in afterwards.
You're so
funny. Okay. So
Farrah, talk about Farrah
oh,
coming
also,
on the show.
Also, another
yes,
return
coming,
that came out
back.
Of nowhere, but we're very happy about Farrah Fath, who played Mimi Lockhart while you were on the show. You remember Farrah, right?
I, yes.
She's coming talented. Back. She just, I think the story was she just started, so she should be back on screen sometime in the fall. And now they're saying that maybe this will lead to another return of Bonnie.
Yes.
So Judy
I'm
Evans
excited.
Will be playing
Bonnie is her mother.
Bonnie's her mother, played by Judy Evans, who's also playing, who's also now playing Adrian Kyriakis. So she's like doubling up.
I think Kevin Spiritus should play a dual role somewhere.
Kevin Spiritus should play Bonnie Lockhart. She's been in jail, so she's gonna be
Bobby Lockhart. Bobby.
Farrah will be back pretty in a few months, so we're very happy about that.
Yay!
And joining Marcy Miller, Lauren Coslow, and just announced Tayo Pengliz. They're doing a fan event in Washington,
the Arlington, Virginia, Washington, D.C. area, October 19th through 21st. The dates are set, but there's been no like location details. That's still TBD. So TBD. You can follow Starstruck Fans 2 on Instagram. On Twitter. I'm sure they're on Instagram too, but on Twitter is where they start announcing like who's coming and the details. So follow them if you're interested.
We'll wrap it up real quick with where people can find you on social media, and then there's one other bit of business I want to cover.
Okay.
So Kevin, where can people find you and After Forever?
Facebook.
Okay.
After
Facebook.
Forever. Facebook. Kevin Spiritus on Instagram.
It's on Instagram and Twitter. Yeah. After Forever on Twitter. We'll retweet the.
And
we'll
post the trailer. I'm here at AfterBuzz.
Yes.
Yes.
For After Forever.
Yes, Michael. Where can people find you?
Oh Lord, do you really want to know? No, you can find me on Instagram at MLMattis, on Twitter at MLMattis1.
And y'all can find me on Twitter at Tammy Govea, Insta and Facebook, Tammy Govea Official. And Audition Days, Twitter. @_AuditionDays, Facebook and Insta @AuditionDays. And before we wrap up, there is one thing I want to do.
What? Oh my God, what's happening?
She's going off script. I don't know.
Stop. Happy belated birthday.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
To our Michael.
Oh, Michael, come here.
Happy belated birthday, Mr. Michael.
That's right.
We love you.
Can we see?
Thank you so
much. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks, Tammy, for my cake. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for having me. I'm going to answer the phone call.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.